Good evening, everybody. Happy, what day is it? Monday, I think. Is it Monday? I actually have no idea. I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's Monday, but good evening, everybody. We were a little bit late. I apologize. Complicated business from complicated people. That's quite frankly all it is. Complicated business. This is one of my all-time favorite Michael Jackson songs ever made. Heavily underrated. The last song, I think, that he ever recorded, for sure. This is it. It is absolutely fantastic, and we do love it. It is good. It is good. We do love it. We do appreciate Michael Jackson. You know, Michael Jackson, you know, I don't believe he raped kids. I don't believe he did anything to children. I really don't.
It doesn't seem like the type.
Doesn't seem like the type, man. Seems like a guy. There comes a Beatles song. Seems like the type of guy who just had his childhood stolen, absolutely annihilated and destroyed by Hollywood. And when he decided to speak out against it, you know, they...
One last tour. This is it.
Yeah, one last tour, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nuts. If you watch the final goodbyes from Michael Jackson before he does This Is It, it's almost scary. It's almost absolutely terrifying. But it's good to see you guys. I'm also, as you guys know, a big Beatles fan. I love them. I say I don't know. Oh no. So good. So good. I'm a big Beatles fan. I always have been. You know, I went to when we were in Vegas, I went to go see the Beatles Circus Soleil thing they do with Nick and a few gripers. I think Tyler was there. Nick Fuentes and a few other people. It was a wonderful time, a wonderful experience. I also saw, when I was younger, I saw the Cirque du Soleil Michael Jackson thing. Everyone thinks that it's a roast on me because I used to dance like Michael Jackson. It's not.
No.
I loved it.
You dance like Michael Jackson.
And I had a great time doing it. Now, obviously, most men who dance and get into theater,
no.
They're gay.
Most?
Yes.
Terrifying.
Now, to that point, I think that a lot of guys who do cheerleading aren't gay.
Sneaky.
I think, yeah, they're just sneaky. They're simps, which is almost just as bad.
True.
But they're not gay. I knew a lot of guys who joined the cheerleader squad to try to get laid, to try to get ladies. And, you know, it is what it is, I guess. It's the hustle that people are in. It's the name of the game. I don't know if we were talking about this actually the other day. The powder puff stuff. Like you're a guy and you go and you play, or the guys go out to do the cheerleading.
Right.
And the girls go play football. It is, I think, it's sad that that is so easily looked at as gross or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's because of the world we live in. The reason why powder puff is funny is because it's unnatural and bizarre and outside of the realm of possibility. Guys with boobs?
What?
No way. But then when you play, guys do have boobs. What was that? Was that me?
Yeah.
Wow. Guys with boobs? That's crazy. You know, and all the guys are pretending to be, basically you dress up as a prostitute. All the guys who do the cheerleading, by the way, they're not in cheerleading uniforms. They're like wearing sequence dresses, and they're collecting dollar bills from the audience. It's not. It's just like I don't even know. It's crazy, but you know, it's just a sad world we live in where that is just normal and it's no longer bizarre. I'm convinced that eventually they'll do away with powder puff because what's the point? Guys can be cheerleaders.
Right.
Girls can be football players. When I was in high school, there was a girl who played football, but she quit For obvious reasons.
Because she was playing football?
Because she's 100 pounds and just getting absolutely destroyed on the field. I mean, you can't... Listen, if you play football, there's nowhere you can put a 100-pound person. Not even a guy. It's like, if you're 100 pounds, where are they going to put you? You're just going to get destroyed anywhere. Offense, defense, doesn't matter what position. So, and then imagine also, it's a girl. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, there was a girl who was a kicker for a university a few years ago. And had her big moment during the game and missed like a 30-yard field goal. Like, didn't get it there, kind of missed.
And honestly, the kicker is the most feminine position.
Really. Yeah.
But anyway, we got a big show for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how many people are watching. I will say I've been very, very impressed with my audience lately. People seem to love me now. I've been getting like over 500 every night at certain points.
Right.
So we're still not live on the Rumble.
And it doesn't show anything.
But we're live on Cozy.
We're here on Cozy.
Are we?
Yeah.
Can we make sure of that?
Yep. I got you.
Well, that's bizarre. We'll try it. Just keep working on it, you know. Just try to get us up there. So this was mostly a test tonight, by the way. We were trying to get me live on the new Rumble channel, which, if you guys didn't know, if you needed an announcement... If you needed an announcement, here it is. Me, Vince, Steve Franson, can we get a round of applause?
Wow.
And Tyler Russell are starting our own Rumble network, our own network. Because, you know, when you get in these networks, and I'm not naming any names, I'm not saying anything, but people are beholden to themselves. Look, this is a political show, and look what we're doing right now. We got to get it together. We're really, this whole thing's falling apart. Powerchat.live/Dalton Clodfelter. If you'd like to contribute to the show, if you'd like to contribute to everything that I'm doing, powerchat.live/Dalton Clodfelter. I do appreciate those super chats, and we appreciate everybody watching. Let's go ahead and roll that intro, and then we'll get right into the show. I got to add a microphone to that so I can start talking as it fades out. Also, we have 330. I'm telling you, every night I've been getting over 500 views.
Popping
on
off.
Cozy alone. So that really makes me happy. I'm glad you guys are enjoying this show. We're going to kind of, I don't want to do this too much. I don't want to talk about the gays thing too much because I think Kai's covered it. I don't know who else has covered it. A lot of people have covered this story already, and I'm kind of... I think people get it, and it's so sick, it's so disgusting, I don't think there's a need to cover it, because I don't want to say the words out loud. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
because
I can understand that.
It's so nasty, so despicable, you'll want to kill yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You will want to off yourself, guaranteed. I just showed my tax stuff. There we go. Okay. Well, let's get into it a little bit here. Do you have it pulled up, ready to go? Yes, you do. Same-sex married couple abused their two adopted children in the USA. Now, Kai pointed out a really good point. First of all, if we identify who wrote this article, she has pink hair. So I'm guessing this isn't biased at all. It's supposed to say, go back up, what this article is supposed to say is gay faggot married couple abused, molested, and committed acts of sexual violence against their two adopted children in the United States. That's what it should say. And then at the end, it should say, like, sort of like a parentheses. It should say, all too common, you know, something like that. But look at these two. Faggots. I'm trying not to say bad words. Look at these two faggots, man. And these poor children, it's just unfortunate. Get them out of here. Let's keep reading. I don't even want to look at them. It was determined that a gay couple in the U.S. state of Georgia abused their two adopted sons. The actions of the couple, who marked their children to the prostitution gang, received a great reaction. The actions of the gay couple in the U.S. state of Georgia were on the agenda of the country. What is this site? Who wrote this?
Somebody trying to avoid speaking clearly.
It turned out that the same-sex couple abused their adopted children. The conservative website and radio news service Town Hall, which follows the investigation process, has reached a copy of the indictment. I think it means received. Are these people retarded? Is she an idiot? Whoever wrote this shouldn't be writing anything. The indictment of the couple whose assets were confiscated was tried. Like, what is wrong with this person? Are they having a stroke while writing? Are they sleeping on the keyboard? The indictment of the couple whose assets were confiscated was tried for at least 9 years in prison. Was tried for at least 9 years in prison. I don't think that's the right terminology. You would say was tried and convicted to serve at least 9 years in prison. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying, right? This isn't done very well. The indictment of the couple whose assets were confiscated, okay, and revealed the details of how the two married men abused their adopted children. Scroll down. And the 17-item indictment prepared against the couple who were detained in the state of Georgia in July. This has to be, like, out of the country. You know, nobody says in the state of Georgia. In July last year, it was stated that the couple had abused their adopted children aged 9 and 11 for about 4 years. The indictment also included information that the couple sold the children to a prostitution gang in the Atlanta area.
Oh, my goodness.
Via popular social media platforms. But see, this is why the people of Atlanta, this isn't why they're rioting. They're not rioting because two fags raped their children and gave them to a prostitution gang. They're rioting because some homeless protester was shot by a police officer. Scroll down. This is disgusting. The information they sold to the prostitution gang included. Evidence presented to the court included more than 100 photographs of child abuse, recordings of phone calls with members of the pedophilia gangs, and forensic reports documenting child abuse. Speaking to Town Hall on the subject of the couple, just click off that, please. Whatever that is, just click somewhere. It's just not going anywhere. There we go. Said that about a year after adopting the children, the same-sex couple began to lead an extravagant lifestyle. Adoption request accepted quickly. Continue to scroll down. You get it. This is a picture of all of them. I mean, these people, they were framing this also as, you know, love. We love these kids, and it's all. And you go to their social media, and it's all gay pride crap and Ukraine stuff. Andrew Anglin's right, by the way. You know, Wang Lin is right. Anybody who has that Ukrainian flag is a pedophile, for sure. Continue. Let's keep going. They confessed. The couple was arrested on July 27th, 2022, and nobody heard about it. That's what blows my mind. Nobody heard about this story. July 27th of 2022, when evidence documenting that they sexually abused children was found during a search of their residence. The same-sex couple was charged with sodomy, keck, that's based, child abuse, gross sexual abuse of children, and forcing minors into prostitution. William admitted to abusing his 11-year-old son, while Zachary admitted to sharing recorded pornographic images of their children. So William was engaging in sexual acts with their adopted 11-year-old son and 9-year-old son. And Zachary was most likely filming it, producing it, and distributing the child pornography. I mean, how bad can you get? How evil, how depraved, how crooked can you get? But, you know, this is just a tale as old as time, ladies and gentlemen. Homosexuals raping kids. The adoption agencies, you know, just giving children to pedophile gangs.
Yeah, just to a couple of dudes.
That happens. All of these adoption places, they claim, you know, they do this thing all the time. Well, we're a Christian adoption agency. No, you're not. You're engaging in child sex trafficking. Adoption is a form of child sex trafficking. Can't change my mind on that. These kids that are put into the system are abused and manipulated and thrown out. I mean, what happens to them? Like, what do you think happens to them when they get out of the orphanage when they get out of the adoption agency because they get too old.
Yeah, they're left with no advantage,
homeless,
no perspective.
Probably killed. A lot of these kids, you know, once they're used by the system, they're probably just killed. And then never looked into.
No.
Because nobody cares. Nobody knows these people. Nobody, there's nothing to look into in a lot of people's eyes. Makes you really wonder how many children are going through the adoption agency and ending up in a position just like this.
You're right that it's hard to talk about. Because I don't even want to come up with interesting things to say about it.
Yeah.
I just want to be angry about it.
Well, it is disgusting. It is sick. And these people are... All homosexuals are sick in the head in some way. They're all pedophiles. They were all groomed as children. And because they were victims of that, they do that when they get older. For whatever reason, I don't understand the psychology behind it, but that's what happens.
Yeah, they...
The science tells us this.
Right.
They always talk about the science this, the science that, but they don't want to do any more studies on the fact that homosexuals are raping children disproportionately.
Yeah.
Disproportionately is an understatement, by the way. It's like how Jews control the media. This is like gays make up 2% of the population but commit all of the rape, all of the child rape. That's true.
Yeah.
It's not even, I'm not joking. I am serious. These people, every single homosexual man is a pedophile.
Well, they fetishize their abuse.
Exactly.
So they were abused, and instead of dealing with it, they go, no, I liked it.
Yeah,
I want to do it.
And really, what it is, from my understanding, is what it seems to me, these gay men are molested by a man. And then what do they seek out when they get old? They seek out a man.
Yeah.
But what are they? Their real desire is a little boy because that matches their trauma, their abuse more.
Yeah. It's where they have power.
That's why all gays are pedophiles. You can't argue any different. And all the drag queens out there, they're sexually degenerate in their own way because some of them aren't gay. Some of them just like dress up as women, and that's its own sexual perversion. For whatever reason, I don't know where that comes from, but that happens, you know. All of this, everything about this, basically, sexual, like liberalism and sex together is just all about abuse. It's all about trauma. It's all about exploitation. And it's about the destruction of family and moral sex, basically, like love, you know? Like, there is a very clear difference between gays having sex and a married couple that have their marriage ordained by God. It's very different. You know, they don't love each other. Stop. They don't love each other. This is all lust.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it like this, but when I look at this picture, it is all lust. These guys are lusting over each other. They're lusting over the kids. It's all lust. There's no love here. And you notice how they have the shirts. They say, love my family. Yeah, how sick is that? Love my family.
No, man. Yeah, if that's what love is.
It's a perversion of love. It's despicable. It's despicable. All right. Let's keep going here. I apologize for opening up the show on such a heavy topic. I know that can be rough. Nobody really wants to talk about that. Nobody really wants to address that, but I mean, it is what it is. Literally, it is what it is. Steven Crowder right now is on the Timcast. And if people are... Did he already get off? Do we know? Is he still on that?
I haven't seen anything in chat, but we can
look.
If
anyone lets me know, because I do want to know if he talks about any of this, if he talks about the Jews at all, I would like to know. I'll be, you know, paying close attention to the chat for that. But Steven Crowder, he's been kind of dabbling. He's been kind of touching into the truth a little bit, you know, and it's from Media Matters. That's cack. Media Matters, George Soros funded. I mean, one of the worst publications in the world. Oh, yes. And you know what? Let me also, before we get too ahead of ourselves, let me read a few super chats. I don't want to get bogged down here. Although it's probably best to read them at the end of the show, but I don't want to do that. All right. Let's get into the Steven Crowder stuff a little bit here. Steven Crowder on YouTube, quote, "Is there a disproportionate number of people with Jewish last names in higher banking? That's an argument that can be made." It literally, I mean, it is.
It is.
It is. And they're just Jews with Jewish last names. Crowder, you're so close to the truth, but you're not quite there. You're not quite there. You're not in there yet. And I feel like Crowder knows. I want to say that he knows what's going on, but he just needs to be pushed a little bit. He just needs to say it, man. Say it. So let's see. Let's see what he says. And I would be curious as to see some of these clips from the Timcast at some point. But let's play this clip.
I don't want to be in generalizations, but I made a generalization. What you need to say is there are substantiated generalizations that you need to make for the sake of brevity. And then there are gross generalizations that may be wholly inaccurate. And that's where a conversation needs to be had about your generalization to examine whether it's accurate.
Yeah, right. I mean, I can definitely see certain things as a misstep. Like,
okay, when we say Jewish media, we're talking about the Jewish media. We're not talking about all Jews in America. That's not a gross generalization. We are talking about something that does exist, and that is the Jewish media. When we say the Jewish Hollywood elites, we are talking about the Jewish Hollywood elites. We are not talking about all Jews in America. When we're talking about the Jewish establishment-ran banks, we're talking about the Jewish banks. We're not talking about anything else but that, right? That's it. Plain and simple. It's not a gross generalization of Jews to say that a Jewish mafia exists, because it does, and I'm talking about those specific Jews. There are very fine Jews. There are great Jews. There are Jews that have helped out with the Yay is Right stuff. Uh-huh. There was a Jew out there helping us set up the other day. There are good Jews out there, you know? Now, sometimes, just like anything, there are biases that we all have about people. And sometimes, you know, if somebody says, well, you know, I'm Jewish, I say, oh, okay. You know, I do that whole thing because I'm already sussing you out. Just like a black guy, right?
But no conclusions drawn.
But no conclusion is drawn. It's just, obviously, we all have an understanding of people and how different and how certain people operate on a generalized basis. That doesn't mean any conclusions are drawn. And that's what Crowder is seemingly talking about. He's talking about gross, quote unquote, gross generalized conclusions, right? He's talking about, if I were to say all Jewish people are evil, that would be a gross generalization of an entire population of people that just wouldn't be accurate. Now, if I say all Jews are going to hell, especially in the religious sense, that is 100% accurate. Yeah. Jews are going to hell. If they are religiously Jew, then they are going to hell because they don't believe in the blood of Christ. They don't believe that they are saved by the blood of Christ. They don't believe that Christ is the Messiah, the King of all kings. They don't recognize that. So, of course, they're going to hell. And I've gotten into hot water for saying that. You know, but that's just the truth. Same with, any other religion. Muslims are going to hell because they don't believe in the blood of Christ either. Now, they do revere Christ with more respect than Jews do. If anyone's read the Talmud, you would know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting because it is easier to make that statement. And it's because you're saying that there's a Jewish group amongst an even larger group of people who aren't going to heaven.
Yes.
But when you say Jewish media, there actually isn't another larger media group.
There's not.
To appeal to.
What, the black media? The black Hollywood mafia? The black bankers?
Right.
Like, whoa, what are you talking about? First of all, those don't exist. No, I'm just kidding. There might be like one black guy who runs a bank or something. I don't know. But I don't think so, actually. I'm not sure. But you know what I'm saying? Like, what Crowder is talking about is if I were to say I hate all Jews, that's terrible. Don't say that. I love all Jews. But I do think that a Jewish mafia exists. I do think that there is a disproportionate number of Jews in Hollywood, in the media, and they're not just secular Jews. They're religiously Jewish. They're ethnically Jewish. Secularly, whatever you want to call it, they're just Jews. Jews is a race. If they're white people, then the Holocaust killed 6 million white people. And now I get to claim that as a victim card, which, by the way, you know, if you look at the real numbers, if you want to talk about the real Holocaust numbers, and I hate to get into the Holocaust here, but let's just be real. Many Christians were killed during World War II.
Sure.
You know, the American soldiers aided in killing Germans over World War II. White Germans. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, that you know, you could argue about the politics of the time and the war and all this other stuff. And I don't even plan on arguing about World War II anymore. I don't want to get into the Holocaust with some of these people, but that's where their minds immediately go is the Holocaust. They start, They immediately bring up that number. I mean, we saw it happen. When we were out there with the Yay is Right stuff, the posters were of Auschwitz, like these propagandized pictures of shaved heads. Like, yeah, because they had lice. All right, let's keep going.
If they had lice, it's a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think really...
It's like they never had lice as, like, kids. Like, that's what you... I mean, I never did, but I knew kids who did, you know, who went to school. They'd come back with shaved heads.
Right.
They'd be starving, and for some reason, the teacher would put them in these barbed wire cages. I was always very confused. They rode a train to school. They didn't even ride a bus to school. I was like, so this is just normal.
They had their own swimming pool.
Yeah, they had their own swimming pool, roller coaster, soap. I was confused.
Bro.
All right, let's keep going.
Being in that situation, you have Yi in there, and he's got the same all issues right. That, you know.
Stop saying Yi! Stop saying Yi! How about that? Let's stop saying Yi, nigga. How about that? Let's stop saying Yi. Let's just say Yay. Because if you read his name, when it was Kanye, how does it sound? Kanye. I know Yeezy, you know, Yeezy, I guess, kind of, but it's Kanye. Y-E-Y.
And he's made it perfectly clear.
He's made it perfectly clear. And everybody gets corrected on this constantly. So you should just know. If this is an IQ test, if you don't know how to say yay, you're literally fucking retarded. Excuse my language, but you're the dumbest motherfucker on the fucking planet. You're fucking stupid. I hate to be that way, but you're just dumb. It's an IQ test, and a lot of people are failing. And now I realize why we've gotten to the point where we're at, where everybody is like sexually exploiting children. It's like, okay, I get it now. Nobody can say yay. Let's keep going.
You do, which is he yay. Does. I'm sorry.
You pull it on yay. Me. I'm going to do it to you.
Did I say yay?
You said ye.
Yay.
It's easy.
Like yay.
And yay.
Yay. You had a baby?
Yes. Thank yes. you.
All right. Yay.
Let's go. Crowder. Crowder's coming in clutch here. Mug Club. We're in. I'm buying. We're all in. I'm all in. I'm banking on Crowder. I'm banking on Crowder coming out to the next Jay's right.
You Mug Club?
I'm going Mug Club mode. Seriously, though, I would... How awesome would it be Crowder ends up at the Yay is Right Change My Mind?
It would be amazing.
Talk about meme magic. Because we did the Yay is Right Change My Mind, obviously, right, inspired by Crowder's Change My Mind segments. We thought, let's take it to the next level. Right, let's not talk about gun rights. Let's talk about...
Yay being right.
Let's talk about yay. Right? So I would love the meme magic. Even, you know, he doesn't have to necessarily... I don't know. I would just love to see that happen. Let's build unity here, Crowder. I've called you a drag queen. I've called you a faggot. I've called you all kinds of things. I'm just being completely honest. I really don't think you're funny. But I'd be just because of the legend that it would be, the legendary moment, the meme magic that it would encompass.
Uh-huh.
I would happily have him out there.
Just not dressed.
Still dressed as a lady. We're going to have to get him like some Yeezy. Could you imagine Crowder in Yeezy with his with his little gun straps?
That might look kind of cool then.
Okay, all right, let's keep going. Yay.
Yeah.
So yay.
Yeah. I get it.
I don't. You know what? He's wrong.
Yeah.
No, but if you're there and he's just trying to, he's trying to get it. He doesn't want to be demonetized. He doesn't want to be deplatformed. He can't just hand a mic to somebody and be like, say whatever you want to, because we do know that right now, wherever Kanye's mental state is, he's right. going to go off on something that can get Tim deplatformed. I mean, there's right. a lot of working elements. So for anybody to go at Tim about it doesn't make any sense to me.
Right. I think, and this is, I agree with you. My only slight difference of opinion is if you're worried about being deplatformed by hosting that person, then don't host that person. For example, right. we've had Alex Jones on many times immediately after he was deplatformed. It was a risk we were willing to take.
Sure.
One time we got removed for it. Another time we didn't. Them's the dice. It's high risk, high reward, right? If you're trying to have a big name guest, especially someone who, yeah, courts controversy. So let me...
Well, and I honestly like Kanye, though, honestly, and I don't think he hates Jewish people. I really don't.
No, I don't think he hates Jewish people. I think he's been wronged, and yes. I think that he's aiming sometimes a howitzer. He's being imprecise.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. But he's not wrong about everything. Look, is there a conversation to be had about secular humanists with Jewish last names in Hollywood exploiting people in positions of, you know, the performance arts talent. Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, that happens in the conservative movement, too. But
no, keep going.
Behind the scenes.
I'm just listening.
People sign contracts where they don't know what they're signing. Yeah, it's true. Is there a disproportionate number of people with Jewish last names in higher banking? That's an argument that can be made. But then when you get to, it's because they're Jewish and all Jews. Well, now we have a problem, not because it's offensive, but because it's inaccurate. So let me first set this up. Kanye West has been wrong.
So close.
Secular humanists.
Secular humanists. Talk about so close, Crowder. Talk about so close, but so far. I mean, he's literally... like this far away from the truth. He's like a net away from the truth. Crowder's over here. This is the truth. We just gotta get him in there. We just gotta make it happen, and I think it will. Here's the thing. I think if he decides to be honest, it'll be the greatest thing ever.
Yes, he could do a great good.
It would be like second best to Ye. It would be very close, honestly, though, because, you know, Ye was, all right, let's put it into terms some of these normies can understand. Ye is like George Washington, right? He's leading the charge. He's starting all this. He's the man.
Uh-huh.
George Washington needed people by his side. George Washington needed the other founding fathers. He needed the support of the people. He needed the people who are willing to fight for a cause, right? And right now, that's us. Right now, that's me. Right now, that's you. Right now, that's all you at home, right? All of you fine, beautiful specimens hanging out at the house right now, watching this show. Right now, that's you guys. But if we can build a larger coalition of people with money, with influence, with power, and I know it's not all about money, but it helps. The thing is, we're not willing to compromise. We don't take Jew money. You know, and that's been a big, I have really fought against that since I started this show, was I'm not taking a dime of Jew money. It's never going to happen because I don't want to be controlled. I don't want to be censored. I want to be able to talk about what I believe is true. And if you start taking that money, you've already fallen into part of the trap. Like you got one foot caught in the bear trap now.
Yeah.
All right. You take another step, you're on a landmine. It's done. You can't do that. You're done. That's why Nick is so great, because he never took these sponsorship deals. He never signed any of these contracts. You know, I was actually offered, many people know this, I've talked about this on the show, I was offered a position at Daily Wire.
Not too long ago.
We're talking 6 months ago. I couldn't stream. I couldn't do anything. I would have been completely in the background doing production work for a specific show that I won't talk about. But I happily declined, and I would have been making great money. You know, I would have been making killing. I would have been killing it. But I didn't take it. Crowder, you just need to... you need to stop caring about the money a little bit. You got enough. And honestly, I said this last night when I was gaming on a stream. Crowder could just be completely honest, completely truthful, and probably... like, I don't need him to be, like, always talking about Jews. If he just, like, said, yeah, he's right, by the way. And then just kept doing the same content he's already doing on YouTube and just never talked about it again, that's fine. As long as I know that he knows and he says he knows and he acknowledges that it's true, that's good enough for me. I'm very happy with that because that sends a message. It'll be all over the headlines and everyone will read about it. And then he can go live on YouTube and do his, you know, little drag queen story hour exposed video or Planned Parenthood exposed and all this other. He can do all that. That we would, everyone would know what he truly knows, what he truly understands, what he believes, and it would be awesome. We need more people like on Crowder's. We need more people on Crowder's level and or kind of around it to just be honest, to just come forward because we need warriors. We need fighters with resources, you know, because then he could help out behind the scenes. He could, you know, just engage with people and work with people because he does have a lot of experience. He does have a lot to give. You know, just like, because, you know, I have a lot to give. So I know he has a lot to give. And I'm giving it all every day. Nick has a lot to give. Nick gives it every single day of his life. You have a lot to give. You give it every day. Everybody gives. We need more givers. No more takers. We need more givers. So people who are willing to fight. People who are willing to get out there and really do something. People who are willing to carry a table. People who are willing to set up microphones, people who are willing to man the camera, people who are willing to edit, people who are willing to clip, people who are willing to do whatever it takes to get us across this finish line to push the message out there. Because I'll tell you one thing, I didn't get the TikToks to a million impressions on TikTok. I didn't do that. I'm IP banned from TikTok. I physically cannot make an account on my phone or computer to upload a thing.
That's amazing.
I will be there for 15 minutes and then I'm out. I'm kicked off. I can't do it. All of you can. You can. Everybody else can, you know? So if Crowder were to be like, hey, Ye is right. Here's why, I guess. I'm going to go back to doing my show.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. He could make a lot of money just doing his YouTube show. No contracts. It's not 50 million, but it's probably five. You're telling me you wouldn't just take 5 million if it means you're not controlled, if it means you're not censored by at least contracts directly censoring you? I know that to exist on YouTube, you need to censor yourself quite a bit. But it would make all the difference in the world. I don't know if, I hope people are picking up what I'm putting down here. I think it's important. And, maybe Crowder sees this and he's like, you know what? This young guy gets it. This young guy's right. You know, I never really liked Crowder after I saw. I liked him very early on when he had Not Gay Jared on.
Yeah.
Apparently Not Gay Jared and him hate each other or something now. I don't really know. But yeah. I remember their old setup.
Yeah, they're really tight shots.
Yeah, where there's like a TV that says louder with Crowder behind them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that whole thing, that was when I was watching Crowder.
Same.
So, you know, and then I just kind of graduated from him, and I thought that there were edgier people out there that I thought were more funny, because that was always my problem. I thought Crowder was very smart, but he was just so unfunny to me, painfully unfunny. So I was watching Gavin and people like that. But, all right, let's keep watching. Let's finish off this clip here. Sorry, I was going off. Is it going to go? No?
No.
Just try to exit out and then get back into it. Because that's annoying. But whatever. I would like to see him be honest, though. I would like to see Crowder just man up. Honestly. But it's a shame. It's a shame. He probably won't. He'll probably just crawl back into his hole and sign another contract and get involved in something else and do something else. Did you get the video?
No, it's just spinning.
Yeah, man. Something's been up all day today with the Wi-Fi. Well, not the Wi-Fi, but the whatever it is. Fiber, internet, whatever we have.
It's ridiculous.
And it's like, you know, we got this whole studio and everything. Everything works great and... Not the internet, though, but we're streaming. We stream for a living.
I don't want
to. Okay. There we go. All right, let's bring it up now. Go to the middle. There we go. Right there. Perfect.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
People sign contracts where they don't know what they're signing. Yeah, it's true. Is there a disproportionate number of people with Jewish last names in higher banking? That's an argument that can be made. But then when you get to, it's because they're Jewish and all Jews. Well, now we have a problem, not because it's offensive.
So I would be curious, and I would ask Crowder, then why is it? Why? Because I feel like there's an in-group preference. Jews have an in-group preference for each other. They put other Jews in positions of power because they have pride in their race and the collectiveness of their being, which is something that I wish Christians had. That's why they fill up these positions. It's not because they worked harder. It's not because they tried harder to get these positions. It's because they start with money, right? Their name has some recognition. Goldstein, Bernstein, Berg, you know, any of these. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know you. Yeah. Yeah, we'll give you upper management. Sure, sure. Anything you want. Anything you want, you can have it. My fellow Jewish brother. Yeah. And then, you know, the poor goy. The poor goy. They say goy so goofy. Goy. Goy. Oh, the goy. Aye, the goy. But seriously, they say this. Oh, the goy. They can't have anything. They can't be put in any position of power. We got to keep them out. Because if they get put in, they're going to change the game. They're going to change the system. The system is going to probably work in their favor. The system, excuse me, the system is probably going to be, honestly, created fairly. God forbid it's fair. God forbid we have a fighting chance.
Right.
The whole system is catered to Jews. And that is a generalization. That is not a gross generalization. That is just a fact that the system is catered to Jews. Does that mean that all Jews are bad? No. Some Jews are just reaping the benefits. You know, well, it just so happens. A lot of them are ignorant to the fact that it's like this. Some of them don't know. And some of these Jews are brainwashed Jews. You know, they don't even see. They believe everything they're told. They believe that anti-Semitism is like really taking over, and that they are really a threat of hate crimes and all this other crap. Yeah. They really believe that.
Yeah, that's why they're so scared.
It's because and they're scared. They're scared constantly. Let's keep watching.
But because it's inaccurate. So let me first set this up. Kanye West has been wronged. And I do think that this matters because it might provide some context as to his mental state. So early November, he released some text messages. And all these references are available at loudoutcredit.com. His personal trainer, Harley Pasternak, I believe is how it's spelled, tried to have him committed. This is what the guy said. I'm going to help you one of a couple ways. First, you and I sit down and have a loving and open conversation, but you don't use cuss words and everything that is discussed is based in fact and not some crazy stuff that dumb friend of yours told you or you saw in a tweet. Second option, I have you institutionalized again where they medicate the crap out of you and you go back to zombie land forever. Play date with kids just won't be the same. Okay, let me be really clear about something. That's the level of evil that warrants a face-to-face ass kicking. Seriously. Invoking.
Thank you. Thank you, Crowder. Absolutely, I agree. See, he's so right, but he's so wrong. You know, Crowder is so close. I keep saying that because it's true. Crowder is so close to the truth, but he just won't get there with us.
Yeah,
I've never seen anyone this close and not just go all out. I've never seen it. I've never seen this amount of honesty, but still not be honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he's missing the part of, like, you are allowed to say, well, that's kind of black. Or, like, well, that's a very white thing to do.
Yeah, but if you
say that. He doesn't have that language yet.
Yeah, but if you say, oh, that's very Jewish, you know, it's the end of the world. You're canceled. You're anti-Semite of the week. Round of applause, by the way. I'm anti-Semite of the week. I made it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Well done. Now, are they going to send you the award, or is it just online?
I mean, maybe I should email them.
Yeah, you should.
Their email is public, by the way. If you would like to tell them that they are engaging in libel and slander and harassing private citizens, I would highly recommend you go do that. You go to Stop Antisemitism on Twitter. I would appreciate it. I'm not saying to harass them. Let them know. Just let them know that what they're doing is wrong and hateful. There you go. It's hateful. Because I'm a sweetheart. I'm just, you know what it is, really? You know what it is, ladies and gentlemen? I'm just a goofy nigga. That's all it is. I'm just a white ass going hard. That's all it is. And I'm tired of being labeled a hateful person because I'm not. Because I'm not, I got a lot of love in my heart. I got a lot of love for the people that hate me. Because if I didn't, I guess I'd be a wig gnat. It's really what that's really what you'd be. If you didn't have love in your heart for people who hate us, then you would be a wig gnat.
Yeah.
And I believe that we can win this war with love. There's a lot of people out there who are looking forward to violence. Right? Yeah. A lot of people in this world looking like they want the blood to spill.
Yeah. Every sentence is that they don't, but they totally do.
They totally do. I don't. I want us to win with love and just opening people's eyes to the truth. I want to win by just establishing ourselves, you know, establishing our in-group preference for Christians and then working upon that. Because this country belongs to Christian. It doesn't belong to Jews. This is not a Jewish, it's not Judeo-Christian. It's not what our country was founded on. It is simply Christian. And our forefathers understood this. No matter what you may think of them, Freemasons, degenerates, devil worshipers, and I believe a lot of that, their open position, their public position was, we need Christian people to uphold this country and its freedoms. Because if you aren't Christian, you don't have morality, and all these freedoms will become perverse. They saw that, you know, they realized that could have been an outcome, and that's why the Constitution at the time was a hot topic. It wasn't everybody loved the Constitution. It was debated. They planned to steal votes from Washington, give them to Adams and some other guy, Clinton, because in hopes of abolishing the federal government so there would be no constitution, so they could restructure it in their own way. There were a few states who didn't even vote in the first presidential election. The constitution was a hot button issue. All right, let's keep going here. Excuse me, I'm getting off topic here.
The guy's children. And by the way, a lot of people, it's a very common fear of being locked up, of being institutionalized against your will. That is cruelty. And keep in mind, this is someone who has been hospitalized, allegedly against his will. And that does. Look, people use the term triggered or PTSD. Being locked up against your will and drugged out of your mind, that'll do it. That will do it. Let's go to 2016. Pasternak, there was a phone call that he made that resulted in Kanye West being hospitalized. And by the way, this is a guy, let's parse kind of the conspiracy theories versus reality. Pasternak, he experimented on Canadian soldiers on behalf of Canada's Department of National Defense.
All right, pause here. Yeah, you hear this a lot, too, from a lot of liberal women. This fear of being hospitalized, this, you know, I can't go back here. You know, I want to kill myself, but I can't go back to a hospital. This just makes it worse. I can't get back on the medication. And it amazes me that people don't at least side with Ye on this fact. It's crazy that this is the one that people, like Crowder, is being, like, shamed on. Like, this seems like the easiest take for people to understand, right? If you're not going to go full, Ye is right about everything he's been saying, Crowder is kind of meeting in the middle there and saying, well, he is right definitely about this and this and this, but he's wrong about this, this, and this. That seems like a very easy position for normies to be appealed to. And that would be this. That would be part of this. You know, the understanding that anyone being hospitalized against their will is obviously not wanting to be hospitalized, it's against your will. Duh. Let's keep going.
This is where some people have said MK Ultra. Wasn't able to substantiate that. That seems like it's more of a CIA American program. It is real, just to be clear.
Yeah.
But he did experiment on Canadian soldiers, and this does seem to be a man who is capable of cruelty and issued cruel threats, and this is someone who was probably mentally abusing Kanye West for a very significant amount of time. Here is this man talking about the experiments in an interview.
Wow. So there you go. That's the full Crowder soundbite. And I feel like we kind of got into it a lot there. There was a lot to unpack, right? There was a lot to unpack, but I think we covered most of it. I think there was a lot there. Definitely powerchat.live/DaltonKleinfelter if you love me. Send me your support. It's always appreciated, of course. We do have a few super chats. Here we go. Funny Valentine, thank you for the five. He says, Claude Squad, just wanted to support the show, King. Thanks for the content, the activism. You are America's sweetheart and a 2023 anti-Semite of the week. Let's go. Yeah, how do I get anti-Semite of the month? How can we do that?
Couple more campuses.
Yeah, well, it's happening. They tried everything to stop it, and it's never going to stop. I am not going to stop. You can't fear. You can't do these fear tactics. You're not going to bully me into submission. I'm not going to be silenced. If anything, I am more invigorated than ever. If anything, I understand that what I'm doing is more right, and it's more righteous, and it's more important than ever to do something the way that we are doing it. Because I have never seen the conversations that we were having being had on a college campus in a normal way for normal people to understand. I've never seen that done before. You know, and all these mainstream commentators, all these mainstream political figures, they have the capability to, if they see the truth, then they would do it, right? We saw this with Crowder, right? If he were to go out and just say, yeah, yay is right, change my mind, he could reach far more people than I ever could, and it would be historic. It'd be nuts.
Yeah, he would be waking up a lot of people, and some of those people might be advertisers.
It's a normal format. That's one thing. I mean, imagine if there was a coalition of Catholic or Christian, you know, just plain, you know, Protestant, whatever it may be, just Christian sponsors that exclusively sponsor Christian content and telling the truth, and they understood the issue of the Jewish mafia. Imagine if that was possible. You know, if there's any companies out there, by the way, who want to sponsor my show, and you have to be Christian, then I will happily, you know, help you out if you help me out. But I'm not ever, man. It's just crazy to me that people will willfully silence themselves for a little bit of cash. If I ever take Jew money, I'm not going to silence myself. They'll drop me, right, which has literally happened. There's this one sponsor. I'm not going to say any names yet. Yet, mark my words, I will. There was this one sponsor, sponsored me for one day.
About 8 hours.
The show went live. They saw the title. I said something along the lines of Jews going to hell. I can't remember exactly what it is. And they were gone. Bing, ring, 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 ring. This guy, he's talking about Jews going to hell. What are you going to do?
We're going to drop him.
We're gonna drop him. Okay. Drop me then, cocksucker. I'm not playing your game. I don't play that way. This Claude doesn't play that way. Drop me. And, you know, I have been very blessed here. Shout out TLM Global, you know, for keeping the show alive. Because without them, the show just wouldn't even be around. And I'd probably be off changing my name and doing something else. Isn't that crazy? That, like, that's where we could be?
Yeah. Might be where we are. Might be where we go.
Because I literally, there's no way to survive.
I'm going to work at Subway because it smells good in there.
I couldn't do that. I would have to...
I want to make the bread.
I would have to just keep going, right? I would just have to starve. Yeah. I would just have to starve to death and, like, do a show on a laptop or something. Because I just couldn't live with myself if I just quit everything.
Right.
But I'm a man. I got a family. And I never want to see my family be put in harm's way. That's, you know, who puts your family? Like, who does that? What type of sick person? Like, come after me. Be a freaking man. And come after me. I'm here, baby. You want to write hit pieces about me? You want to send mail to my house? All this other crap? I'm here, Jew. I'm here. But that's not how they play. They play with the family stuff because they know it can hurt.
Yeah. It's where they can hurt you.
Yeah, it's a real shame. So really, and I mean this because, like I said, it's not supposed to be a pity party, but I do mean this. The show could not exist without all of you and your Super Chat support and your continued love. And honestly, you guys have made me more invigorated. Seeing that you guys are paying attention to this show, seeing that you guys are enjoying this show, seeing that you guys are supporting my other content and my other things that I'm doing, even just playing video games last night, 500 live viewers. Like, that's crazy to me. So thank you. I literally could not do it without you. You mean a lot to me. And I couldn't imagine doing anything else. I'd hate myself doing anything else. I'd hate myself being a slave to this world. And I just simply refuse to work in a world where kids are being trafficked by CPS and the adoption agencies and the school system. Where after school, Satan clubs can be taken place in our world, and there's corruption, and the government is falling apart, and we're being led like lemmings to jump off a cliff to our own deaths.
Yeah,
I couldn't imagine doing anything else in this world because it would just eat me up inside if I knew the truth.
Yeah, you fight it or you benefit from it.
Once you know the truth. You can't go back to anything else. There's nothing you can do. It's always in your mind. It's always sitting there. I gotta do something. I gotta fight for the truth. I gotta fight. Peacefully. I'm saying peacefully fight. I mean, like, the way we're fighting now is exactly what we should be doing. I don't mean, you know, doing whatever Goyim TV is doing where they're throwing up Romans on a bridge. I don't mean that.
Bruh.
I don't mean that. I just mean doing the right thing and preaching love of one's enemies. Literally could not do it without you guys. So thank you so much.